Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The Word of God is so powerful, but did you know that there is a mighty man of God who can connect a Bible verse to every date of the year? This guy loves Jesus. He is Dr. Carson, and I'm with him right now. Sir, what in the world is Date the Word?
Well, Date the Word is a way of connecting today's date with a scripture so that it's easy to be remembered. And you think about, you say it's March 16. Well, that's 3:16. What do you think 3:16? Immediately, John 3:16 or 2 Timothy 3:16. It's May the 8th. What do you think of? 5:8. Romans 5:8. Or you got...
What about this guy here? What did you say your birthday was, sir? Brother Calhoun, a longtime friend and partner here at the Truth Network. What was your birthday?
10:13.
Romans 10:13, right off the bat, or 1 Corinthians 10:13.
What does Romans 10:13 says? Let's see if he actually knows what that says.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
So you're not just throwing out dates and verses. You're actually memorizing these and trying to use the word as a way to encourage people.
Yeah, you take those words and you memorize it. It's your birth date verse. I put it on Facebook and tell people, happy birthday. Here's your verse of the day. And like today is July the 6th, so 7:6. I went with Ezra, chapter 7, verse 6, where Ezra the scribe has the good hand of God on him. And so then I send that to people as a prayer. May they know God's good hand upon them.
So my inbox was full this morning with what he just said, and I was so you send these to me. I'm like, wow, amazing. July 4th, you sent one, and who knows what date this show will be playing. We play them all the time, and we're so grateful for all of our Truth Talk affiliates. But Dr. Carson, Dr. Dwayne Carson, has been doing this for how many years? How'd you get saved, brother?
Well, how'd I get saved? Well, that's a whole different story. I grew up in outside of Lynchburg, Virginia, around the gospel-saturated Thomas Road, Liberty University, and was out drinking all the time, and they were witnessing to me. And first time I met Jerry Falwell, he shook my hand while I was holding a case of beer in my other hand.
Unbelievable.
And he said hello to me, and I did not want to have anything to do with the Lord, didn't want to have anything to do with Liberty or Jerry Falwell, but a 12-year-old girl invited me to church. And I was 20 years of age, and things were really rocky at that time. And she said, I just wish you'd come to church. And finally, on a Sunday night, I went to a church. And that started me on a spiritual journey that I would then realize that I'd never been born again. I'd gone to church. I'd been a church member, but I wasn't living for the Lord. But now I realized I needed to be born again. I got saved February 15th, 1983, and immediately God had called me to preach. And from there, I just started serving him. And then on this Date the Word, I was doing a Bible study. Group of football players over from Liberty University during the summer. They had to stay over, work out. So they wanted a Bible study. And then one of them asked me, how do you memorize scripture? And I said, well, you want to get the key verses down. And I had a survival kit that I had used to help me get key verses down. I said, then I was challenged to memorize a book. So I memorized Philippians. And I said, but here's something weird. I would just look at a number and try to think of a verse that would go with it. Like if you wake up in the morning at 6:33, as soon as you see 6:33, what do you think?
No, Matthew
6:33. 6:33, yes. See there? So I told these guys that, and they said, well, all right, let us throw some numbers at you. And they just started throwing, like, their birthday to me. And it turned out I was able to just like that pull up verses. So the next day I went and sat down and I kind of went through a calendar. I had 200 and some of the days I already had done. I knew I had a verse to go with it. So then we worked on, this was back about 2001 that I did this. So I've been doing this now about 20 years and people just love it when I put their birthday verse on, and several days have multiple verses. So that's good. Now there's some like, I want to say May 31. There's not a lot of 531 verses. Okay. But it's got to fit that criteria, you know. It's got to be 1 and then 1 to 31 or 12, 1 to 12, 31. It only has to fit that, right? And then you have to get a February 29 every 4 years.
Now, he's that guy. And I have a leap year baby, so we're going to get her birthday in a second. That's right, in 229. So we're going to – I know you've got something for her. But I have that – he's that friend. Remember that guy? You're stuck – in a cab, you can't think of the verse. You're sharing Christ with the guy who's driving you. We call Uncle Dwayne, Dr. Dwayne Carson, and give me a verse quick. And I've done that for friends' birthdays where he just shines the light of Christ through the word. And we have two of our Truth Warrior interns with us who are also hosts of Truth for the Youth, which is our young people's expression of the Truth Talk with Stu Epperson. And they have birthdays. Dr. Carson, could we get them to share their birthday? And,
absolutely.
Okay, excuse me. We've got Joy Epperson, who is my daughter, and you have a really good birthday. Tell everyone what your birthday is and why it's such a good birthday.
My birthday is October 16th, and it's such a good birthday because I share it with my beloved father.
Yes. Oh, I tell you what. What can I say? And by the way, we're doing one of our favorite things. We're in a coffee shop. Moji Coffee Shop. The most awesome coffee shop. Hey, guys, make some noise for Moji. Everyone make a little noise. Woohoo! All right. These guys are making us yummy coffee, and we're talking about the Lord and the Word of God in a coffee shop. Isn't that awesome? Great folks here, though, downtown Winston-Salem. And so 10-16, October 16th, and then we'll go to our next intern next.
Give the verse. I got Judges 10:16. So they put away the foreign gods from among them, and they served the Lord.
Great verse.
That's a double one. I can use that for my birthday too, right?
Yeah.
So now we have another intern, my awesome niece, Olivia Fonville, whose dad is an awesome pastor down in Florida, and he married my sister, Catherine. And Olivia is a college student. Where are you going to go to college, and tell us your birthday?
I will be attending High Point University this coming fall, and my birthday is February 28th, so 2/28.
Okay, now you have a cousin who was born not too far after that, who happens to be my daughter. Now, when was she? Yes. What was her name? When was she born?
Gracie, and she's a leap year baby, so she was 229.
229. So, okay, you're going to have to really reach in those bag of goods, Dr. Carson. Well, give us a verse. He has a thing called Date the Word.
Okay. Joel 2:28 is for February, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. That's a good verse for you there, Joel 2:22. And then you need that... February 29, 229.
We got 228 and we got 229 now. All right. What about it, Don? He's going deep. He's going deep in the arsenal here.
We're going to go into the word on this one, and I'm going to say Philippians 2:29. Is the verse that I like for this one. Let me see.
We're going to quote this to Gracie. You got to tell your cousin about this, okay?
So receive him in the Lord with all joy and honor such men.
Okay. All right. Philippians 2:29.
This is on Epaphroditus, and you got to choose who your heroes are.
So his ministry is Date the Word. He's with us right now at coffee. We've put him on the spot. We've put him in the hot seat. He's come through big time with our Truth Warrior intern, Joy, and Olivia's birthday. Phil Calhoun, one of my dear friends for years, who's been a mentor and a friend for years. He is Dr. Dwayne Carson. And take us to the bottom line here, Dr. Carson, your passion for the Word of God. I mean, it's fun to connect the dates, and it's awesome when I'm with someone like this and you can say, hey, this date corresponds with your birthday, and I've seen you do it, and it's just so encouraging. But take us to the deeper meaning and significance and import of the Word of God connecting to the heart of men and women and young ladies. I think of these girls going off to college soon. What's the significance for you, and what's your challenge with everyone?
Well, I appreciate that question because it is more than just a verse for the day. It's when you think about Psalms 119:11, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you." I got to get God's word in my life so that I can be armed to battle the devil. Mm. Jesus, when he was being tempted, he quoted scripture. And this is just another way of being able to memorize scripture, get it hid in your heart so that when Satan comes with those fiery darts, he's trying to bring about doubt, he's trying to bring about deception, you know the truth. And so nothing's more important, for especially for a young person, for these guys here that are working with youth. Young people have got to be memorizing scripture. You've got to be hiding God's word in your heart. And so that's one reason I do this. It's an easy way to quickly be learning scripture. Here's my Bible verse, and I know what my verse is, but then I keep building on that. And John told his readers that you have overcome the wicked one because the word of God abides in you. You can't overcome the wicked one if you don't have the word of God abiding in you.
Okay, and one of our interns and host of Truth for the Youth, Joy Epperson, has a question. Go ahead, Joy.
So, Dr. Carson, how do you pick, since there's like 66 books in the Bible, how do you choose between the different books? Obviously, the day and the month, you know, but...
Well, great question.
Great question, and it took some work. I went in and took a Bible program, and I copied and dropped all the verses into an Excel sheet. And then I sorted it by the dates so that I could pick out which verse I thought was the best verse that represented that date. And it took some work, but we were able to come up with, again, what do we think is the best one that people will be able to use, not just a fun verse, but a verse that speaks to their heart. Like here for you again, Judges 10:16. It says, I got to get rid of things in my life that shouldn't be there, and I'm going to commit to serving the Lord. That's a challenging verse.
Amen. Okay, now our other host of Truth for the Youth, Olivia Fonville, has a question. Go ahead, Olivia.
Dr. Carson, so you've given us all the information about, you know, how you started doing this and all of that. So how can we get our hands on this, and how can we maybe, you know, get these daily notifications of getting these verses sent to us, or
like a website or something?
Yeah, like a website, maybe an app, maybe a Facebook, Instagram page.
Now, I know it's still under development, but Dr. Carson, tell everyone quickly the site and how this is a work in progress, but it's coming. It's working out. Even we're working on a radio program potentially.
Yes. Well, you've asked the big question of Mr. Carson has got to stop doing some other things so he can get focused on putting together a devotional book. But if you go to Facebook and friend me on Pastor Dwayne Carson, you can, just like that, if you go and friend me on Pastor Dwayne Carson, I'll accept you, and then your birthday will come up, and I will send you the birthday verse.
That's great. And he's also, datetheword.com is coming. I know you're working on that, so that'll be a place you can go, one-stop shopping for all of this. And so much on meditation, we haven't gotten into reading the Word, studying the Word, memorizing the Word, meditating on the Word. You're always thinking about something. So how is the Word of God informing your heart, your mind? Joshua 1:8, you know, meditate on day and night. Dr. Carson, in your spare time, you're running an awesome Christian school, Salem Baptist Christian School. You're associate pastoring with Pastor Hicks over there at Salem Baptist Church. Your closing word for everyone out there real quick as we wrap up.
Yeah. Well, again, the Word of God is your tool. It's your, if you will, your armor for handling the temptations that Satan's going to throw at you, and you've got to have convictions established before you face the temptations. So you want to be getting the Word of God into your life, as well as the Word of God's going to be giving you all the help you need to face whatever that's going on in your life.
I love it. So the ministry is called Date the Word, which, by the way, nuances a couple ways, because there's a word for every day of the year, getting the word there, but also for young people, you date the word, like have a relationship with God through his word. How you listen to God is you listen to his word. It's a love letter that he provides with. Thank you, sir. God bless you from a coffee shop.
Thank you.
Encouraging us, enriching us. What's your birthday? What's a cool, come up with a cool date yourself. a cool verse that corresponds with your birthday, your friend's birthday, your mom's birthday, send it in a little text. You would be amazed at how that goes so far, even farther than a happy birthday wish, when you put a scripture that is touching, encouraging, that'll push them closer to Jesus, the Word of God. I'm Stu Epperson. This is Truth Talk. Be blessed, be encouraged. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program, of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillows. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.